Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
High noon, Patriots Monday. It's another victory Monday for the Pats. 7 in a row. They're 8-2, sitting on top of the AFC. Mike Vrabel speaking now. He says anything, we'll be sure to pass it along. But we've already heard from him post-game yesterday, which you'll hear coming up. We heard from him on the Greg Hill Show. He joins every Patriots Monday. If you missed it, it's on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Get that on your phone. It's free. It's easy. You could take it with you wherever you go. I was saying, Keith, we already had the Patriots as contenders. A Tier Tuesday last week. Brag. And we
Tippity
had them
top.
On the top tier.
Yeah.
There might be a team or two we need to drop off that tier.
Sure.
Like the Buffalo Bills. So we already had them as contenders. This, to me, was a confirmation that they belong there, going to Tampa and beating the Bucs 28-23 in a game where they really didn't even play their best. Drake May did not play his best, and I don't say that in a bad way. I don't say that to point out, oh, well, they could have lost here, or they could have lost there, or they should have done this, they should have done that. It's just to say, on the road at Tampa, another high-end team, mm-hmm. another quote-unquote contending team, and you beat them on the road just like you beat Buffalo on the road, and you didn't play your best? This wasn't Drake May making individually brilliant plays against the Buffalo Bills on Sunday Night Football, where he's like stiff-arming a defender and fighting off getting dragged to the ground and whipping a pass to Stephon Diggs. That wasn't his brilliance. This was, to me, a game where they weren't dialed in and they still won. So, yeah, they're contenders. And, yeah, they could win a Super Bowl this year. I think that's in their range of outcomes. But as an example of people catching up to where we're at, Keith.
Yeah, let's go.
And look, I mean, we were throwing,
confetti parties.
Glitter parties.
Oh, glitter guns, yeah.
For Drake May when he was drafted. So we tend to be ahead of the curve, Keith.
No doubt.
But I guess get up today, and I'm just looking at a screen grab from Mike Reese. Get up is just getting to the point where they're asking, can the Patriots win the division this year?
Like, please. How would you not ask
the Patriots going to win the AFC East this year? Not the AFC.
Right.
The AFC East is a question this morning on Get Up, which the answer would be, well, now they should.
Yeah.
They have one more game with Buffalo. Even if they drop that,
doesn't
they have
matter.
Margin for error. They only have one other difficult game. It's Baltimore, who currently has a losing record. Yeah, they now should win the division. They should win it.
I don't know how you don't start that conversation when they beat them head-to-head. Now, it doesn't. Your answer might still be the Bills, right? Like at that time, I think a lot of us said, like, that's an awesome win for the Patriots. Let's see how the rest of the season goes. Like, I'm not ready to, you know, say Josh Allen's done or this win is going to, or loss is going to knock them out of it. But then they keep piling up win after win after win. The Patriots do after that. So you're like, yeah, because that's what was amazing is their schedule. And everyone's like, well, even if they lose the three tough games, the three games they'll probably be an underdog in. Okay, they're 12-5. They're 12-5. Oh, now they won one of those games? So it doesn't mean they can't get tripped up and whatever else, but
in fact, your prediction on Friday was they'll win one of the three hard ones and they'll get tripped up in one of the others and they'll net out at 12 wins.
Which is still way ahead of everybody else. I was taking 10, you took 9, the Vegas over-under was 8.5. People that liked the team were like, hey, maybe they can be 9-8 or 10-7. 9-8, step forward, 10-7, maybe they're the 7th seed. They're the last team in. I even said, being of the year, honestly, a successful season to me would have been be in the hunt, be on the graphic all year long when they show you the standings on TV. Like, be in the mix.
Right,
where
have something to play for in the month of December.
Yeah, like your scoreboard watching. Like, oh, we need the Steelers to lose and then the Patriots, like something like that. Now the conversation is, do they have the MVP, the coach of the year, and could they be the one seed?
Right.
Like, that's like legitimate right now. Like, could they be the one seed? Are they Super Bowl contenders? Like, a lot has happened in just 10 weeks.
You said this right off the top of the show, and he is the co-betting favorite with Shane Steichen on DraftKings,
which,
anyway.
Understandable.
But Drake May is the odds-on favorite, betting favorite right now to win MVP, and Mike Vrabel is the co-favorite as coach of the year. So the discussion might be, do they have the best coach and quarterback in the league?
Yeah. Now, I mean, I would still go with, like, Reed and Mahomes based on history and everything else, but they're 5-4 right now, and if the playoffs started today, that old adage, they would be out. They're not even a current playoff team. So, yeah, like, based on history, it's Reed and Mahomes greater than everybody, any combination you could throw out there. But currently, like, through 10 weeks, it's probably Stafford and McVay and May and Vrabel that you, like, look at. You're like, that's kind of where
it's
at.
Who's playing the best?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, so here's the thing with their win in Tampa. And, again, I don't think they played their best. I think there's a lot they could work on. Drake May's end zone pick was brutal. You know, they had some other questionable decisions.
Well, first drive again, they just allow an easy touchdown right down the field.
Bucks motor right down the field on him to start the game. Like, just about every single team does. It's too easy.
But you remember,
it's 6 plays, 65 yards. Ibuka got a 24-yarder. He also got a 21-yard touchdown. Way too easy.
This popped into my head yesterday, first drive. We had this conversation for a while where you're like, if Bryce Young and Spencer Rattler and these guys are going to score on the first drive, you can overcome it because they might run it. Like, they might just not have it. That might be the one drive. Oh, the scripted plays and all this stuff, and they do that. And we all said then, you might not be able to get away with that against Baker Mayfield.
Literally verbatim, right. Word for word, that's what we said. No, I was thinking this too. And
so
it's
then,
like,
they score, and I'm like, all right, well, that obviously wasn't ideal. But if they win this game, we'll be like, all right, it's not ideal, but go ahead and score every first drive if you're going to lock it up after that. And so that was pretty amazing.
That's a good point. Yeah. I said that verbatim numerous times. Yeah. I'm like, maybe you won't bounce back if
Baker
does that.
Can't do it against Josh Allen or Baker Mayfield or Lamar. Well, against Baker.
And it turns out against Baker, marched right down the field, and then they locked in for most of the rest of the game. And that includes a big turnover on downs late after Drake May threw a brutal pick. It sounded like, listening to Hunter Henry anyway, for sure, people wanted Henderson to slide there. Even though he looked at the sideline, people wanted Henderson to slide on that long touchdown run.
Yeah.
At least Hunter Henry said, we got to learn from it. So I don't know how else to take it.
No, I know.
When he joined,
like,
us earlier.
I guess, what is the right play there? Because you're up 5.
I thought in real time, I was fine with him scoring. I wanted him to score.
Me too.
I didn't want him to slide.
Yeah.
And I had no bets. I had nothing in fantasy.
No, same. I was thinking score.
I had no dog in the fight. I wanted him to score. I'll tell you, while Baker was driving down the field, even before they got the second Tez Johnson touchdown and before the onside kick attempt, which was close, even before all that, I'm like, I don't know. I was starting to rethink it. But in real time, I wanted him to score, and I thought it was the right move to score.
All right, so play this out real quick. So the Patriots score, and there is 1:31 left on the clock, I believe?
Ish, yeah.
Give or take.
And Tampa has 2 timeouts, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like there's enough time there where, like, score, put yourself up by 2 scores. You know, it's not like you scored and now you're up by 8 or whatever. Like, you, because if you don't, let's say you get down there, they would get the ball back
down
if
8.
You don't score. No, they'd get the ball back. Yeah, down 8
if
or depending on what you're doing.
Right. I mean, if you kneel out and run clock and kick a field goal, they're down 8, right?
Yeah.
Do I have the math right? Yeah. Now you're,
I think it was the right play.
I also think anytime you can get it to a 2-score game, that's probably the right call, but they get that onside kick, we'd be singing a different tune.
I mean, Baker Mayfield goes 7 plays, 65 yards in under a minute. Under a minute of game clock went off, and then you gave up a touchdown. But now you're still at 5, and you have to make a good play on special teams.
I think the game's fascinating because there's a lot of good stuff to dissect, and we'll get to the end of half decision by Vrabel as well. What was intentional? What wasn't? How much credit does Vrabel get there? What was he actually up to? But I think the point is the Patriots did not play their best. They go into Tampa and beat what we think is a Super Bowl contender, if not a top flight team, a Super Bowl contender. We had them certainly in our top 10 teams when we did tiers last week, Tampa Bay. So now the Patriots have a win at Buffalo and a win at Tampa. And they have a bad loss. Vegas is a bad loss. Pittsburgh is looking like a worse and worse loss. It looked like a defendable loss there for a while. Pittsburgh is now losers of 3 of 4 and has a negative scoring differential. They looked awful that last night. That loss looks worse and worse. But the Patriots have one bad loss, Vegas, and two really good wins. I think that resume stacks up with anybody else in the AFC.
Yeah.
Indy has two great wins, Denver and the Chargers. They have really, honestly, defensible losses, the Rams, and then Pittsburgh, just like you. Denver has one great win, Philly.
Mm-hmm.
They have a bunch of nail-biter wins where they came back and had no business winning, or they won ugly in a low-scoring game like the Jets or the Thursday night game this past week against the Raiders. Their losses are to Indy and the Chargers. Pittsburgh's 5-4. I just said they've lost 3 out of 4. They have good wins, Pats and Colts. Chargers are 7-3, won 3 in a row. They beat the Chiefs and the Broncos. Pay attention to them. Buffalo's 6-3. They've beaten the Chiefs and the Ravens, although they've lost 3 out of 5 overall.
Yeah.
Jacksonville beat the Chiefs. The Chiefs have beaten Detroit and Baltimore. Like, I think you can stack up the Patriots' resume with any of those teams.
Oh, yeah. Rich, keep stats and info for you.
Yes.
So, strength of schedule, the Patriots is at the bottom, right? Like, obviously, the overall schedule is really, really low. Strength of victory, right? So, when you're just factoring in the wins, you ready for this?
Yeah.
The Patriots' strength of victory is identical to the Colts.
Okay,
same.
Yep.
Spider-Man meme. It's greater than the Broncos, greater than the Bills, and greater than the Chiefs. Now, they also have more wins, right, than those teams. But, like, I'm just saying, like, so it's weighted where, yeah, they did beat a couple of trash bag teams. But because they've beaten a couple of good teams, and even when you're going head-to-head, the Colts are 8-2. They because of tiebreakers, are the number one seed. And their strength of victory isn't any better than the Patriots, and the Pats is better than the Broncos. So of all the 8-win teams, it's not like they're this crazy outlier so where they've only beaten trash.
I think GetUp is asking the wrong question.
I agree.
Can they win the division?
Can they win the Super Bowl?
Yeah, no, they should win the division. No, the question is, can they win the AFC? Can they win a Super Bowl? That's now the question with this team, mm-hmm. if you're asking the proper question, in my estimation. By the way, Hunter Henry, we mentioned, joined us earlier. He had some revealing things to say about that Henderson decision.
Yeah.
Number one, he wanted Henderson to slide. He also said the coaching staff, they didn't really talk about it because they didn't expect to pop a big play.
Yeah.
Which surprises me because I think the coaching staff is very dialed in right now. And I'll give you an example of that coming up. He also said a little bit of both when we asked him if Drake May was trying to score right before the half or not. So if you missed any of Hunter Henry, check it out on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone, free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You can hear the surprise question. Mm-hmm. He was not surprised about the Karen Reed verdict.
No, he was not.
Just a 15.
Yeah.
And also some good insight on some of their decision-making as it relates to the clock. Plus, we're normally joined on a Patriots Monday by Christian Ellis. He's hurt. He didn't join us today, but he would have been brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Look for the new lower prices every day tags throughout the store and save on the items that you buy most. That Diggs touchdown right before halftime, Keith, gave them the double score where they go from down 10-7 to taking the lead, 14-10. They score again coming out in the second half. Travion Henderson gets his first of two long touchdown runs to go from down 10-7 to up 21-10. The game really flipped on those two drives. Patriots go 14 plays, 78 yards. They end up scoring with no time left on a fourth down throw to Steph Diggs from 1 yard out to give themselves the lead. And they went on the first play, a QB sneak up the middle to Drake May for no gain. Travion Henderson, second and third down, no gain, no gain. And then they hit Diggs on an incredible catch in the corner of the end zone for his touchdown to give the Pats the lead. Great toe-tapping catch.
Awesome catch.
We were kind of talking through this earlier. Was Drake May trying to score?
Yeah.
Were they trying to run clock? I'd use that as an example of the coaching staff being super dialed in,
mm-hmm.
didn't want to give Baker the football, didn't want Tampa to have an opportunity to score. Do you think they were trying to score on that play based on some of what we've heard today?
Well, now that we've heard everybody break it down, I would say no. They were trying to bleed clock because it was first and goal from the one. It's not like it was on the five and you were trying to figure it out from there. It was on the one, so I think they did that, bled clock down. But it almost came back to bite them because they needed every single chance they had. They couldn't just run it in, right? Henderson got stuffed twice. And then you have just a really difficult throw, catch, control, feed down play by Steph Diggs, which if you don't get, it's just so deflating. Like, yeah, you get the ball to start the second half, but you move the ball all the way down there. You know, you don't want to settle for a field goal, but if you do, the game's tied. So at least you should be walking away with points. And they get the touchdown, they take the lead, then they go up again, they do the old double score. So it worked out perfectly. But yeah, it sounds like May said they were. I think he was just trying to be like, you know.
Yeah, he's like, I was trying to
I don't
want to
give up any secrets or anything. Vrabel wouldn't answer it.
Yeah, so you want to hear them? So
yeah,
Can we play May first, Nick, if you don't mind? And just if you have it. Let's hear from Drake May. Keith just kind of talked you through it. But here's how Drake May talked about that sequence right before half.
Drake, on the first down play at the end of the half there, how much of that were you thinking clock and just getting down? Or were you legitimately trying to get
in? Yeah, I was trying to get in. You know, big Vita Vea. It ain't easy to get in with Vita standing there. So I know the clock, I think the clock's a thing. So I end up probably working out for us. But, we end up scoring. That's all that cares. That's all that matters.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which it wasn't.
He didn't really want to tell you any secrets.
That's what I think.
Yeah, that's fine.
And I think Hunter Good. Henry was similar, too. He's like, well, a little bit of both. We're trying to do a little bit of both. It's like, well, were you trying to score? Were you not?
You can't do both.
And they don't want to say because, they don't want to get yelled at by coaches. I get that. But I think we can kind of glean their answer from their non-answers there. Here's Vrabel with a longer exchange on that sequence right before halftime.
Mike, can you talk about the end of the first half sequence? Did you tell Drake to go down on purpose on first down?
It was a huge, huge play for us on fourth down. Got confidence in our guys. And so to be able to have confidence in them at that moment and them come through, that's about players and not necessarily play. So I was really excited and proud of Steph and Drake for scoring when we were and being able to end the half with the football in our hands.
What about the first down? Were you working clock because of their timeout situation?
Like I said, we're just really excited that we could end the ball with the, in our hands at the end of the first half and then be able to come out in the second half.
Okay. I mean, again, I think that was his way of telling you, yeah, we were trying to run the clock there, and that's an example of the coaching staff being really dialed in. That's how I felt at the beginning of the day, but then I hear Hunter Henry when he's on with us going, well, yeah, we didn't really talk through the Trevion Henderson long touchdown run, and I go, well, maybe they weren't quite as dialed in as I thought.
Yeah. But then again, he did look over to the sidelines. So
and
even
like,
if they, wanted him not to, he was
he
smart enough. He was aware enough to be like, "What should I do on this play? Let me double check."
Good point.
And if they said go, he went.
And I think overall,
that was a good heads up play by him. Well, and no, I think it was. I know there's somebody arguing with us on the text line saying that you can just kneel it down. Well, you can't because they had two timeouts left.
Right.
And so yeah, there wouldn't have been a ton of time left, but there would have been time.
And it would have been a one score game.
Right. If you take the field goal, now you're up eight, and now they got to I mean, it's tough, but so is scoring a touchdown, recovering an onside kick, and scoring another touchdown.
Right.
So I'd rather that.
I think it was the right one, but again, I was very much second-guessing the decision-making in real time, and it sounds like some of his teammates were too. Henry called it a learning experience, so I don't think he was fully on board even as of today. Yeah. 617-779-7937. That catch by Diggs was incredible.
Awesome.
And
so good.
I think his game was incredible. You wouldn't know it by looking at the box score, 5 for 46 and a touchdown. You go, well, who cares? That's not a great game. Diggs was highly impactful. Two of the biggest plays in the game were Steph Diggs, that touchdown before halftime and the onside recovery, which was not your run-of-the-mill, standard, easy onside recovery. He had to high point it. He took a massive hit. So Diggs was great in that game. Never mind, reportedly, reading some of the stories today, Mike Reese and others, he's kind of been staying on top of Trevion Henderson to get more out of him. And yesterday they did.
No, and the onside recovery thing, too, is like, it's not like a stat that just like jumps out to you. Like at the end of the year, you're going to be like, all right, how many touchdowns did he have? How many catches? How many yards? You know, what did the team do for wins? But like nobody's keeping track. Well, I shouldn't say nobody. I'm sure guys on the team very much are. There are guys in the front office that are and all that stuff. But at the end of the year, like how many true number one receivers are taking giant shots on the hands team to recover a ball and prevent a team from maybe, you know, having a comeback. So, yeah, that's one where I think the whole team already respected the hell out of him, and he's been such a leader. But that's just another big moment. Like, you're literally willing to take a shot like that for the team, which, yeah, you're like, oh, he's a football player. You should.
No, you should.
Top-end receiver guys might be like, maybe I'm not going to be up at the front of the line on that.
It's a good point. Dave's in Auburn waiting patiently. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. So I just wanted to bring up when the Bucs got that field goal. I don't think they deserved that field goal. We didn't pause the game, take a timeout. You don't have to throw the challenge flag. You just have to take a timeout and be like, what actually happened on that play? So the wide receiver catches the ball, tucks it in his arm, turns. Our defender, perfect technique play, perfect fundamental play, slaps the ball out of his hand. We end up recovering it. They would not have had that 3 points that actually made their decisions more difficult down the line by the end of the game. If we do that in the playoffs, we're screwed.
Okay. I think they've been pretty good on their challenges. What? I don't recall the exact play he's talking about.
Is he talking about one of those ones that like was not a catch at all?
Yes. Was it the one?
Was to it Otten? Kate Otten?
Yeah, so I also think it was Otten. I'm trying to look through the game log to check it.
Yeah, I would say, even in slow-mo, it didn't look like. Usually in slow-mo, it was like, oh, look at the guy all the time in the world. Like, he barely held on to it long enough on that.
I mean, I don't know.
That seemed fine.
I'm all for nitpicking. That one
seems. That was going to come back to bite him?
Pretty far down the list.
Disagree.
When they were up 2 scores late in the game.
Yeah.
And I think their operation, if this is his critique, they got to tighten things up on their reviews. I think they've been pretty good on it. The New Orleans game, I think their challenges.
Isn't Vrabel actually
win that
like
game.
The best at it? There's some stat that popped up. I don't know if it was.
I think he's over 50%.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Yes.
I think
he has the best percentage like from Tennessee and this year combined, or whatever the stat was. I think a couple weeks ago it popped up during the game, and
that's Stryker.
Yes,
that's Stretch.
Right.
So yeah, I mean, I don't think that's an issue for them. Maybe on that specific play, I got to rewatch it. I don't remember that standing out in my head.
I don't think you need to rewatch that.
But I think they've been pretty good with that so far. By the way. Somebody called earlier. They said, what was their nickname for Steph Diggs again?
Oh, it was Camp Counselor.
I forgot. The Twitch chat said he already has a nickname. He's Mr. Make It Happen.
Mr. Make It Happen on a Boat.
That's what it is.
If you want the long version.
Yes, yes, yes. Make It Happen. The full version. The formal version.
I'm Mr. Make It Happen on a
Boat.
Yeah,
that's like the Usted version.
It
is the whole thing.
It is a self-proclaimed nickname, which I usually frown upon, but he can kind of do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
So that's fine.
That's better. If we're going to power rank nicknames, that's better than Camp Counselor.
Or if you want to combine what Tony Romo said yesterday, it could be Diggs TF. It's a DTF.
I like that too. That's a good nickname because you know he is.
Yeah.
This team is DTF, Jim.
Pretty clear.
Diggs TF.
Yep.
Because he.
I've seen a lot of things on Instagram that would suggest that he is. Yeah.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back to school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
That was Kyle Williams' touchdown, which I didn't think was possible. I didn't think him and Drake May could be on the same page.
No, they were for that play.
That was a brilliant throw by May.
Yeah.
And then a great catch and run to house it for Kyle Williams. Before he was passed by Travion Henderson, it was the fastest play, or the highest speed anyway, by a rookie all season long.
I think we all needed to see that. It was great for Kyle Williams, clearly. But even for like opposing defenses now, because with Kayshon Boutte out, Kyle Williams plays a sneaky amount. Kyle Williams plays as much as Steph Diggs does. like right around the same snap count number.
He was close.
Now he's also out there a lot, you know, maybe on running plays, and Steph Diggs is sort of, you know, waits to the passing downs or passing plays, but just at least put that on tape so other teams have to think about it. Be like, hey, when Kyle Williams is out there, watch out, catch and run.
Do you know the number for Williams?
No, I'm guessing it was like half the snaps.
Two snaps less than Diggs. Diggs played 36. He played 34.
Yeah.
So the leader at wide receiver, and I want to get to this because there's a weird text, was Mac Hollins at 48 of the snaps, 79%.
Yeah.
So, no, I agree with you. Williams has at least put that on tape now where it's like, oh,
they can watch out for that.
They can get on the same page, and if he has the football in his hands, look what he can do with it.
Real fast.
So, you know, that doesn't mean he's a slam dunk of a draft pick or he's a stud at wide receiver or anything, but at least now we've seen it. And I remember saying this for a while with Travion Henderson. I'm like, and at least with Travion Henderson, we saw it in the preseason.
Right.
We really never saw it with Kyle Williams.
No.
Outside of one catch on the first day of training camp where he had a back shoulder catch on Gonzo, we never saw it.
No, yeah.
So at least with Henderson, we saw it in the preseason. We were saying for weeks, months, where is the big play with Henderson? We know he's fast. We know he's explosive. Where is it? And it started to pop up. I mean, especially in this game on Sunday. But we had seen it in the last couple of weeks with some of these outside the formation plays where they were starting to pop big plays with Henderson. And maybe, just maybe, this is the beginning with Kyle Williams.
Well, also after the trade deadline came and went, and you're like, hey, not that you and I were beating down the door for Jacoby Myers, but, you know, Tom Curran, who joins us tomorrow, he thought they should have traded for Myers. Shaheed got traded to Seattle, didn't do much yesterday, but he played in the game. And you're like, all right, a couple of receivers got traded. Could you have gotten another receiver, especially with the Kayshon Boutte injury? And no, they stuck with the guys that they had, and one of them came up with a monster play. Same with the running game. You're like, I wanted a running back. Now, apparently Terrell Jennings is now hurt too, so like, I still think that that was a need for them, especially depth-wise. Gibson's out for the season. Stevenson's missed two games and counting, and Jennings might be out. So like, I still think they need a running back. However, the one guy that you have left from from camp, Henderson, had his best game of the season. So at least those guys really stepped up when they needed to.
Mac Hollins, texter says, guys, are you going to shout out Mac Hollins, especially after ripping him all offseason or trashing him all offseason?
So I don't remember that. I have a bad memory, but I don't remember trashing Mac Hollins.
We definitely didn't. In fact, I think we were probably higher on him than most. The only thing we trashed is we specifically requested him as a Patriots Monday guest, and that was shot down.
They told us no.
Other than that, no, I love Mac Hollins, and I think it's a perfect fit in your receiver room. He's like a number four wide receiver that can be a three when you need it, or in the case of yesterday, a number two.
Yeah.
Six catches on 10 targets for 106. The 54-yarder was great. Great ball by May. Great catch by him. Way to get open. There was another great third down conversion. I think my favorite throw by May of the day. Stepped up in the pocket on a 3rd and 7. I think this was on the drive where they ended up turning it over on downs. They went for it on 4th and didn't get it. I'd have to double check that, but I think it was that drive. Stepped up, kind of moved forward in the pocket, got his like throwing shoulder up, held onto the football, and converted a 3rd down throw to Hollins. So I think Hollins is perfect in this receiver room. I like him.
No, he's very like
we haven't trashed him at all.
I didn't think so.
But we also really haven't talked about him at all. We're 2.5 hours into the show, so we probably should give him a shout out.
It was interesting because he had a time where they couldn't connect. There's like three plays in a row. Like they
to airmail
Hollins. Like, what is this?
Hollins has now taken over the Kayshon Boutte snaps, and I don't like how it looks.
Yeah.
But the way it went from there, he caught 6 out of the next 7 or whatever it was.
Yeah, no, and he just, you knew when they brought him in, it was such a good signing because he is a professional wide receiver, and they had years where they just didn't have guys that could stay in the lineup or help the quarterback at all.
No.
Mac Hollins is good. You obviously want guys on the team better, right? Like if he's a good kind of barometer where if Diggs and Kayshon Boutte are playing really well, and then you have Mac Hollins as like your third guy, like, okay, like you're working with something. And he immediately got on the same page with Drake May too. And I, you know, maybe it makes sense. He's been on a bunch of different teams, played with a lot of different quarterbacks, and he is fit right in nicely.
We're what, 10 games in? He's got 26 catches, 323, and 2 touchdowns. 2 of his last 3 games. You ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready for this.
7 for 89 against the Browns, 6 for 106 yesterday. So that's 2 of the last 3 where he's involved. And no, he's a good signing, real good signing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I mean, he's a bit of an odd duck. There's no doubt about that. It's why we wanted him on the show on Patriots
Monday.
He's
an interesting character.
But I think he's also like a good veteran and part of what they were targeting. And part of that whole free agency class is about bringing in guys they knew and guys who they felt fit. And I think, you know, as a high-end compliment, he fits in exactly what they want to do. 617-779-7937. Scott's in Connecticut waiting patiently on our Travion Henderson discussion. Scott, should he have scored there?
Scott?
Ooh, he says, Scott. You always
score.
Put points on the board. You guys don't know what you're talking about.
We also want him to score, so we would agree. Right. Again, I think people are having a tough time listening today. Although we can get him in contact with the guy that won't stop texting the show, and they can argue whether they should score or not. No. He's saying that they shouldn't.
Oh, I'm sorry. So different guy.
He's saying kneel it. The other guy's saying score. So why don't you guys figure it out?
Got it.
Because Jones and I both think that Henderson should have scored.
You guys have a nice group chat. Yeah.
Henderson, you can't even get mad at Henderson because he looked over at the coaching staff and they said, go ahead. And then he did.
No, the only thing I'd be mad at is the coaching staff for not making that clear before the play.
Yeah.
But no, on Henderson, I'm not mad at Henderson at all. He looked over, they waved him in, he scored. I think he should have scored.
It was the right play.
I had a wavering feeling on it while Tampa was driving down and getting their second touchdown to Tez Johnson. But no, I think it was the right call. 617-779-7937. More of your phone calls there. Meanwhile, Drake May is the betting favorite.
Oof.
For the MVP, Keith, depending on where you shop.
That is wild.
It's either him or Matt Stafford. They're co-favorites on FanDuel. He is the favorite on DraftKings. Other names in the mix. Jonathan Taylor moving up lists. He is either plus 500 or plus 600.
I mean,
third or fourth.
He's insane.
Mahomes, Allen, Sam Darnold also lurking. But right now it's May and Stafford in the latest MVP updated odds.
I mean, the Super Bowl, Pats, Rams again.
Be great. Be great.
More Pats, Rams.
Settle it.
Yeah, once and for all.
Yeah.
They're both playing great. I mean, Stafford's stats are off the charts. I mean, Stafford has better stats, I think, than May does.
He also has a lot more to work with. Like, if we're being fair, he has Nakua and Devontae and Kyron. Like, he has.
And Sean McVay.
Yeah. Like, I mean, he has a lot more to work with, not to take away from him, but I think that helps explain some of his numbers. You give Drake May, Devontae Adams, and Puka Nakua and Kyron Williams?
Yeah. Well, this also goes to the team success where you're like, all right, the fact that the Rams have 7 wins is not the most shocking thing in the world, but I think teams or people realizing, wow, like the Pats are 8-2 and have a shot at the number one overall seed, because they immediately look to the quarterbacks, like good team quarterbacks. All right, and especially in the AFC, you're like, all right, Indiana Jones, Bo Nix. No,
wouldn't.
Those guys aren't. It's,
no.
You know, Denver's defense gets the credit. Indianapolis' running back gets the credit.
Correct.
So then you look to the Patriots like, oh, no, it is Drake May. Like, Drake May is, he's killing it this year. So, yeah, even though his streak ended of the consecutive 100 QB rating games and, you know, the completion percentage was not very good, especially on his metric, still another win and a marquee win. Like, one that you can point to and be like, all right, this was the Nance Romo game against Tampa Bay.
Oh, they haven't beaten anybody?
He beat Baker Mayfield and Josh Allen.
And by the way, because it was Nance Romo, we got some wonderful analysis by Tony Romo.
Oh, yeah.
And also, they were in a lot of households. I mean, this was up there with the Buffalo Sunday Nighter. That's a nationally televised game.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people got this game on their television screens. And
this team is DTF, Jim.
I mean, I don't know why people mock him.
I gotta agree.
I couldn't agree with him more.
I gotta agree with that.
I think it's the most sane thing he's ever said. They are. They absolutely are.
It was a sound point by Tony Romo.
Now, look, it was not May's best game, which is why I am a little surprised he moved up after this game, Keith.
Yeah.
Although Mahomes didn't play and Nix wasn't
Allen
great.
Allen lost to the – I think it's more of that, right? Because wasn't Allen
lost,
the leader?
Yes.
So Allen jumped down. I guess they didn't want to leapfrog Stafford over May yet, but – May's like one bad game away from Stafford taking over.
And I don't want to say May was bad, just by his standards. It was not a great game. Brutal end zone pick. Here's Drake May on the interception that he threw in the end zone that really could have and maybe should have cost him the game.
Yeah, you know, I've changed my approach. You know, I wouldn't change the throw. I had Mac earlier. Just got to make it him or nobody out there out wide. And you got to be mad at yourself, but you know that you have a chance to either go on a two-minute drill to win the game or go in a five-minute scenario to win the game. So that's this league, just bouncing back from it, flipping the page. You want to throw things on the sideline, but the guys are watching me, and I think the biggest thing is just to get back out there and just show these guys we're ready to go for the next play.
Okay, that was right after his 54-yarder to Hollins. He forced that throw. Can't get that one back. That was ugly. But the defense stepped up after that. They had the Craig Woodson play on third down where he broke up the pass to Otten. Mm-hmm. They had the near sack on fourth down where May flipped it over his shoulder and completed it to Rashad White. It was a great pass rush, great blitz to pressure him there. And then Henderson scored on the next play, and they hold on over the final minute and a half. So that's how they win that game yesterday. I think Drake May very deserving. And he's back on national TV. the next 2 weeks, right? Thursday night and then the Monday nighter against the Giants.
Big time showcase game against the Jets.
So these two games, but like honestly, these two games are a chance for him to pile on, put up numbers, and be in front of a national audience the next 2 weeks to cement.
If you have Prime.
Just about cement it. Well,
if you have Prime Video.
If you have Prime, that's true.
Prime. Yeah, so what?
I guess if you have YouTube, you got to work that out with ESPN for the Monday nighter too.
Yeah, that's on you.
That is.
But yeah, Al Michaels, Kirk Herbstreit. So you go from Nance and Romo to Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit. Not bad. You
lose one of these games, though. No, and me neither. But you lose one of these games.
I wonder if his dog will be in the booth. That's so funny how much he loves dogs.
Does he? He brings the dog for Monday night, or is that just on Saturdays?
Oh, good question. I forget. He one of the ones
because he's crisscrossing the country on Saturday. He like leaves game day early to go like call games sometimes. Yeah. He brings the dog with him.
Guys, I'll be back.
So his dog's probably in the booth on the Thursday night game. In fact,
yeah.
That's the one where his dog was caught when they put the headset on.
His dog produced.
That was the Thursday night game.
He produced a quarter.
Yeah,
he was calling out the shots. He was the spotter.
But it is a chance in front of a national audience to really cement your case and pile up some numbers against two bad teams, the Jets and the Giants back-to-back.
Not only that, even if you win 9-2, like 9-2, so now you've hit the over on the Vegas win total at the week 11? Like not only did people are cashing
early bet.
Yeah.
Cash an early bet.
Why not?
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
That was Steph Diggs getting the Pats fired up. It's a weekly tradition here on Jones and Keefe. I think it's worth listening to. He's extra.
He's great.
Extra ornery yesterday,
Keefe. Sure was. So fired up. Made a big play. Had special teams at the end of the game.
Huge game for Diggs.
An awesome touchdown.
Honestly, and again, the box score doesn't really tell the full story, but huge game out of Diggs. Hugely impactful game out of Diggs as the Pats win 28-23. They're 8-2. Won 7 in a row. They're legitimate contenders, not just to win the division. Get up in ESPN. Legitimate contenders to win the AFC, maybe win the whole thing this year. By the way, news elsewhere in the NFL, Brian Daboll out as head coach of the New York Giants. The Giants are 0-4 this year in games in which they led by 10 or more points on the road. They blew that game against Denver. They blew the game yesterday against the Bears. On top of that, Daboll has gotten neighbors, Scataboo, and Jackson Dart all killed this year.
Yep.
And I say that somewhat tongue-in-cheek, but like all,
but also,
the whole future of that organization looked kind of bright with some young offensive skill players. They're all injured.
I believe Jackson Dart has been checked for concussions five times since
the season. Scataboo just plays like a wild man.
Right.
Neighbors got hurt on sort of a freak play. Jackson Dart, I believe
it's been five times since the preseason he's been checked for concussions.
People are worried about Drake May. Like, look at some of these other QBs.
Yeah.
Look at what they were doing with Jackson Dart. So
I had him as I had Dayball first coach fired. So
you
I lost
did.
That.
I had McDaniel first coach fired.
He's now screwed on beating.
They committed to him though.
Yeah, well they're winning now.
They're
Nick.
Locked in with him.
Okay, interim head coach is
going
to be
Schefter. Yeah, did you see this? Schefter said whoever the interim coach.
Yeah, they haven't named it yet, right?
No, he'll be the sixth head coach for the Giants since 2016.
Eeks.
Joining Ben McAdoo, Steve Spagnuolo, Pat Shurmur, Joe Judge, and Brian Daboll.
What a who's who.
A lot of Patriots on that list.
It is. Can I tell you, Keith?
Yeah, you can.
Yesterday I was out with the boys, Bragg.
Wow.
You and the fellas, huh?
Yeah. We were out
having a Sunday.
Old Magoons.
Old Magoons!
Taking in the Colts game in the morning. Colts
sloppy
and
steaks.
Falcons. Say it again.
Sloppy steaks.
No sloppy steaks.
No. Well, they can't stop you from ordering a steak and a glass of water.
Nope, that's true.
You can do whatever you want.
That was a loophole for us. and a buddy of mine who's a Giants fan said, I'm worried if they fire Daboll. It was before they lost yesterday. But he's like, Daboll's going to get fired. I'm worried if they fire Daboll, they're going to hire Belichick. And
they
I'm like,
won't.
No chance.
They won't.
No chance. And he's like,
Belichick's on a heater right now.
Well, he's won a couple games in a row.
Yeah.
And, you know, John Mara is not in the best of health.
He's not getting any younger, as they say.
Well, and recently, diagnosed with cancer. And the thought process is, you know, can he return Belichick home? Yeah. And
that would not be a good call.
No, I don't think so either. But, like, do you rule it out?
I guess you can rule nothing out. It's this crazy world that we live in.
I'm ruling out the Jets winning on Thursday, so you can rule stuff out if you want to rule this out.
That's true. I'm ruling out the Patriots missing the playoffs. We had them at 100% like 3 weeks
ago. I would also rule that out.
That's true.
Belichick to the Giants.
Oof. I say no, but can he be there for Monday night when the Pats play him?
No.
I mean,
how quick a turnaround. Can he leave North Carolina and go take
he'd
over?
He'd obviously take it. No questions asked. He'd take it and leave North Carolina in the lurch and like – he couldn't leave fast enough.
But, like, isn't part of the calculus being, like, you had Joe Judge and Brian Daboll, and you fired both of them, and now you're, like, bringing Belichick. Bringing a guy who coached both of them.
One would think.
That's pretty well. I think Daboll is going to be a good coordinator somewhere. He's a good offensive coordinator.
Yeah. I mean, if Josh McDaniels ever gets another head coaching job, you can bring him in here.
Scoop him up.
Daboll and McDaniel are both going to be offensive coordinators somewhere this offseason. Not a bad offensive coordinator group.
No, yeah, they're just not head coaches.
No.
617-779-7937. Here's Chris in Arizona. What's going on, Chris?
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. I don't know if it's already been brought up, but back on the Travion Henderson second touchdown.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we were all saying who brought up about, you know, what should he go, should he not go? I think he should have went in like he did. But when he looked over afterwards on TV, they kept showing McDaniels and one of the coaches whose back was to the camera kind of arguing, and you know, McDaniels looked like he was kind of scolding him, and not the kind of demeanor you think they would have after a big touchdown.
Did you see it as scolding? I didn't see it as scolding, but it looked like he was kind of talking him through the situation, which Josh, if you're mad at him after talking to Hunter Henry today, it sounds like you guys should have done a better job before the play.
Mm-hmm.
So I would be mad at myself if I were McDaniels or Vrabel or whomever. Certainly Hunter Henry made it sound like that wasn't, he didn't agree with it, that Henderson scored there. But if you go down and you settle for a field goal, it's an 8-point game, and Tampa uses both their timeouts, and then there's 40 seconds that run off, and they kick a field goal, meaning the Pats.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're down 8 with the ball. It's a one-score game. So I think Henderson did the right thing to score there. But we have a lot of people who disagree or see it differently.
Mm-hmm.
On Stephon Diggs yesterday, Keith, and again, just a brilliant game from him. This is Drake May on his touchdown in the corner of the end zone right before halftime on another highlight reel play from Diggs this year.
Shoot, didn't get in the first three times, and called a play to get our guys involved, and Steph made a great play. I think Hunter was open as well, so Steph did a great job of getting 2 feet down. That was a toe tap extraordinaire.
You said this a bunch, Keith. He's one of those guys where if he has a chance at it and there's any question if he's getting his feet in, they're in.
It's the game within the game, Jones. I really do. I love watching that part of it. Like the stud receivers, there might only be 15, 20 total in the league that you'd have that kind of confidence. Like a bang-bang play on the sideline or in the end zone where you just know they're feeding. and you know that they held on to the ball. Because that's the other thing. Like, sometimes a player might get his feet in, but you can see he's still kind of juggling the ball, or catches it, but only one foot's in, and it's close. Like, you know, they're trying, but it's just not. With these guys, it is, all you have to do is see the replay one time, and you're like, oh, that's not even close. That's clearly a catch. That's clearly a touchdown. And so it's great that you also have that in the arsenal, because for the last several years, you didn't have that. You know, there wasn't a guy that you could throw some of those sideline passes to and have that kind of confidence in. Or even, like, I know not everybody likes the fade in the end zone on the 1 yard line, but if you have a receiver like that, then you could run it. If you're throwing it to just a regular receiver, then yeah, you're probably better off trying to just hand the ball up for the third straight time up the middle.
You asked this last week, and in retrospect, we should circle back. Steph Diggs played 59% of the snaps, 36 of them, which was less than Hollins. It was only two more than Kyle Williams. Pop Douglas played 13, so he was further down the depth chart. Is this the plan all year with Diggs? Like, you asked this last week, you're like, are they getting Diggs ready to play more so when you get to December and January and you need him in bigger games, he can be a full-time player? Or is this how they view him, as a guy who's playing 50, 55, 60% of the snaps?
Yeah, because it is 10 weeks in. But again, we've brought this up a bunch. You go all the way back to when they first signed him, and then even when camp began, you're like, hey, you could have a really good year out of him, and he might not even be ready until week five. So he was already ahead of schedule. He's played every game so far this year, and part of that has been he doesn't play 85, 100% of the snaps. He doesn't do that. But they still get like a lot of big plays out of him. And I think they've managed him well, where I don't think you even want to upset that. Because even Kayshon Booty goes down, who's getting big snaps, and then his playing time pretty much remains the same. And yet, every game now, recently, you can talk about a few really big plays, momentum-shifting plays that he's made. So I think it makes sense. You might as well stick with it. It's working.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.